Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Coach Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. Today's episode looks at the crucial role of data collection as the tourism world aims to build back better. Sandra Calvao, Head of Market Intelligence and Competitiveness at the World Tourism Organization, is my guest. She will help me unpack the topic and also dive deep into UNWTO's Tourism Dashboard and Recovery Tracker. Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and today I've been joined by Sandra Calvao, and she's, I'll leave it to her to introduce herself. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Koto. Hello, everyone. Great to be with you today. My name is Sandra Calvao, as Koto just mentioned, and I'm heading the Market Intelligence and Competitiveness Department at the World Tourism Organization.
Yeah, so today we're talking data, statistics, and what is it that a new UNWTO dashboard is helping us understand. And if you could just give us an overview of that, the dashboard and how is that doing, because I recall that in January, I think it was launched in January, something was launched in January in Madrid, before we came to this corona period. So take us through that.
Yes. Well, the idea of building a dashboard for tourism data came with the need to create what we call a one-stop shop for tourism indicators, because obviously there's data on tourism in several sources and in several organizations and touching different KPIs. So what we wanted to create is a place where different sources can be joined together, and where if you want to have an overall idea of tourism data and insights, you can have it in one place. So this is how the process started, and we launched the first modules in January. Then COVID came and it accelerated really the need to step up that process, because I think one of the positive things about COVID is that it made us realize the importance of data, the importance of having market intelligence systems, and to follow up closely on how the markets are doing. So we launched in June with our Executive Council Tourism Recovery Dashboard, which is within our global dashboards, that allow us to have a monthly view on key indicators, which include, for example, occupancy rates. We're doing this with STR as a partner. We can also have information on the level of hotel searches, hotel bookings, short-term rentals. And this is an interesting point, because we're seeing that short-term rentals are actually doing much better in this challenging times than hotels traditionally in terms of accommodation. We also have data on seat capacity, domestic markets, but also international, and actual air reservations, but also the COVID-19 level of cases. So with this number of KPIs, what we want is to provide an overview of who is doing better, where can we see hopefully at some point some green shoots coming out, and we do that on a monthly basis by region and sub-region. So actually you can also compare how your region is doing with others, and we are working now to upscale this information in terms of other indicators. I think also for those who are listening to us, I invite them to come to just Google UNWTO Recovery Tracker and you will find us. But also to think in your own destinations on how you can build those kind of systems. One of the activities that we are now at UNWTO developing is how can we help our member states to think about their tourism intelligence structure? Because even traditional statistics that we all have, sometimes we do not take the best out of the information that's there, because you know we just have them in some files or we just have them in some reports, but we don't bring them to life in terms of visualization and in terms of insights. So for us, it's a moment that is really critical to say, okay, let's invest in having a better data system, but also let's invest in a comprehensive, holistic market intelligence system where we can actually try to identify the opportunities.
Okay. Now, I mean, I know that there's, you know, there are challenges with respect to data collection, I mean, the primary data from our region, I mean, Africa. How do you manage that, and what has been the situation now, you know, coming to COVID and all of that?
Yeah. It is unfortunate that obviously there's a huge effort that's been done to improve official statistics in most of the African countries. And our Department of Statistics has been working on training and capacity building for many years. And I think this is something that has given fruits, but we still need to invest more. If we look at the months between March and June, June, July, most of the countries were in lockdown. So also many of the countries could not even develop their traditional statistics. But I think the important point here is, first of all, to make sure that it's a priority within your tourism policy, but also within your statistics policy, that tourism is included there, that there's a strong collaboration with all the players, because tourism statistics don't come only from tourism sources. Obviously, you need to take into account the work of the central bank in terms of spending. You need to take into account the work, obviously, of the National Statistics Office, and there needs to be a strong coordination between these players and the national tourism administrations. And this is one of the areas that UNWTO works in terms of supporting our member states. But then is, okay, we have to invest in getting better data, in getting technological systems that allows us to get that data in a quicker way. But also then once we have it, it's what we do with it. And it's very important that we know how to use it and make the right questions to the data.
Okay, but briefly, if you may want to touch on how the satellite account, tourism satellite account works, and this one, I mean, briefly.
Perfect. Well, it's something that is very much managed by our statistics department and our colleagues there. And from a UNWTO point of view, our statistical department helps the countries to develop the methodology of the tourism satellite account, which at the end of the day will allow you to actually have a clear picture of the economic impact of tourism in terms of national accounts. And again, this is a process that needs to empower the national statistical offices, the central banks, and it's a process where everyone needs to be engaged. It's an investment in time, it's an investment in resources, but it's the only way that you can actually have a real impact assessment. And also UNWTO is now advancing the concept of measuring sustainable tourism, which aims not only at the economic component, which is covered by the tourism satellite account, but also the social and environmental component impact. And I think it's a process where all countries should be aware and should be engaged as much as possible. But again said, I think in this case, the important thing is to have this area as a priority in your policy, and to make sure that as a consequence, the resources are there, but also the mechanisms of coordination are there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that clarity. Now, let's now get into the dashboard itself. When when we were hit by the coronavirus, you came out with three scenarios. I mean, UNWTO had the three scenario situation. What is the state now, if you can just walk us through a bit?
Sure. In May, when we had the insights that were available until March, April, and considering the situation of travel restrictions around the world, UNWTO designed three possible scenarios, which were very much connected to those travel restrictions processes of opening. The first one indicated that we would probably end this year at a minus 60%. The second one pointed to a decline of 70%, and the last one, the most negative one, to a decline of 80%. If we look at where we are now, we have lost between January and August 69% of international arrivals, and September data does not show that trend is changing. So we do expect that, unfortunately, we're very much close to our second scenario, which means that we will probably end this year at a minus 70% in terms of international tourist arrivals. It's obviously something that, you know, for people who have been working with data for years, when you look at it, you don't even believe that is possible. Just to give you a comparison, during 2009 with the economic crisis, we lost 4% international tourist arrivals. So this is a magnitude that it would never have been thought about, but also it's widespread. It's not something that we see in one region and not in the other one. It's very much impacting everyone. We are seeing that Asia is still more impacted, not only because obviously the pandemic started earlier there, but also because it's one of the regions where travel restrictions are taking longer to be lifted.
Okay, good. Thanks for that. Now, back to the investment in data mining and all of that. As someone who sits at the intelligence unit, I mean the market intelligence unit of the organization, do you think that destinations or member states are doing enough to build capacity in terms of the data?
And well, I think it's always a challenge, obviously in terms of resources, because it can be a resource heavy investment. But I think there's an opportunity that cannot be missed, which is if we want to build recovery, we need to understand the markets. We need to know where the recovery signs are coming from. We need to know how we are doing. We need to compare ourselves with our competitors. So my take on this, and it's something that we've been building within UNWTO, is we're ready to work with the member states in going through that process and saying, okay, what do I have already in terms of the data that I can use? And what I don't have, where can I find it? Is it something that I can negotiate with partners? Is it something that I need to invest heavily on? Is it something that I can pull together with other countries, for example, because it might be more advantage? But I think it's very important that at this point in time, countries can take this opportunity to say, I'm going to invest on that market intelligence system that allows me to actually monitor the information that I need. And obviously, you know, different countries will have different objectives. But at the end of the day, even with your airport authority, you can work to identify capacity. There's a lot of open source data that sometimes we don't use. Learning about social media listening and Google Trends, for example. And I think there is a huge opportunity to map where we are, to build a plan of action and to start little by little. I also think it's important that we don't want to build everything in once, because you can go by building blocks and say, okay, this is what I have, so I'll start with this and I'll improve as I go.
Okay, now as we wrap up, what is your take on the market? I mean, the tourism market, the bigger tourism market, someone who's in charge of market, intelligence. What are you seeing and what can you tell us and tell my audience?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to distinguish between obviously international and domestic. I think the next year and a half will be a strong moment for domestic markets. And I would definitely think that it's critical for countries to invest in the domestic market, because obviously travel restrictions, also the economic impact that we might see coming next year, people will probably feel safer still traveling in the close by environment. Then when we look at international markets, I think in Europe, Germany and the UK and France are markets which there is, like everywhere else, I think there's a huge pent-up demand. People want to travel. The issue is first, travel restrictions and the volatility of regulations. So there's no way you can plan, because you don't know exactly how the restrictions will be in place in 2 weeks' time. So there's a huge challenge in terms of planning. And then obviously also security concerns. But I think it's important to understand whatever market you're looking at, that decisions will be made more and more in the short term, because you don't have a booking window as we had before. That the priority of consumers will be obviously safety and security, issues of cancellation policies, because they want to be sure that if something happens and the regulation changes, they can be comfortably getting their refund back and canceling their plans. And also, we're seeing that very clearly, the demand for nature and wilderness and open spaces and rural tourism. I think there's a huge opportunity there to actually promote, and in this case, Africa has a big advantage in terms of the products that can be offered. I think not only because people are eager to be in open spaces, but also because obviously they're less crowded and less risky.
Now, finally, if there's one thing that we may consider as a silver lining from data perspective during this pandemic, what would that thing be?
It's one of the challenges we have now is to understand how much of the changes we're seeing now will stay. I think we were seeing changes that will just be accelerated, technology being one of them. The digitalization of businesses and consumption and the importance of social media is just been exacerbated by the crisis. And then we will need to see if some of the behavioral changes that we're seeing in terms of products and everyone, obviously your urban tourism is facing bigger challenges. We'll need to see how that evolves. I think the meetings industry will need to reinvent itself, because I think the hybrid events are here to stay independently of what happens next, which is an opportunity because obviously you can reach a much wider audience as well. But at the same time, when hopefully we can go back to having events with a bigger number of people, then we can combine both as well. But I think it's the big question is always, how will consumers change after the pandemic? And I think we will probably see just the acceleration of some of the trends we were already seeing. I think there's an interesting opportunity, which is younger people have been the ones more willing to go back to travel in this pandemic situation. And I think it's a great opportunity to try and get them to be ambassadors and advocates of your destination, because obviously they'll be the consumers of the future. They're already the big consumers of today as well.
Sandra, thanks so much for your time on the VA Tourism Podcast.
Thank you, Kojo. It's always a pleasure to be with you.